The Arizona Supreme Court has decided that a citizen-initiated ballot measure to secure abortion rights in the state constitution will remain on the ballot.
In a unanimous ruling, the court dismissed a lawsuit filed by Arizona Right to Life, an anti-abortion group. The lawsuit aimed to remove the ballot measure, claiming it was deceptive. The ballot initiative, known as Proposition 139, requires a simple majority to pass with a yes vote. Jessica Oakley reporting.
At least 28 Pakistani Shia pilgrims lost their lives in Iran when their bus overturned and caught fire.
The bus was carrying 51 passengers when it crashed. Ali Malikzadeh, a local emergency official, reported that 11 women and 17 men were among the dead. Another 23 passengers were injured, with 14 in critical condition. Malikzadeh explained that the bus overturned as it veered off the road due to the driver losing control, unfamiliarity with the route, high speed, and mechanical issues. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Romanian police have searched four residences as part of a new investigation into alleged sex trafficking of minors involving online personality Andrew Tate.
Prosecutors from Romania's Directorate for the Investigation of Organized Crime and Terrorism Central Structure conducted the search alongside officers from the Ilfov Organized Crime Service. The search occurred while Tate and his brother await trial on charges of rape and human trafficking. The recent police action could lead to additional charges against Tate. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Donald Trump addressed supporters from behind bulletproof glass at his rally in North Carolina following new security measures implemented after an assassination attempt on the former president.
Trump spoke from behind the barriers during the rally in Asheboro, marking his first outdoor event since the July 13th shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania, where Trump and two others were injured and one person was killed. At one point, Trump briefly stepped out from behind the glass and left the stage to check on someone in the crowd. Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A Texas mother was arrested on Tuesday after authorities alleged her 22-month-old child died when she left the infant in a car outside a Corpus Christi school on an exceptionally hot day.
The mother, 33-year-old Hilda Ann Adam, is facing charges of causing serious bodily injury to a child and child endangerment, abandonment, with imminent bodily injury, according to a report from the Corpus Christi Police Department. The report did not specify how long the child had been left in the car before being found unresponsive. Kyle Norris reports.
Three Florida residents have been arrested in connection with an alleged acid attack on a woman in New Jersey last month, according to officials.
Police were called to a home in Monroe Township on July 26th, where a 42-year-old woman was attacked as she returned home from work, according to the Gloucester County, New Jersey, prosecutor's office. As the victim opened her car door, she was approached by an unknown female who threw a cup containing liquid directly at her, stated the prosecutor's office. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Federal prosecutors have indicted 23 people in connection with schemes to smuggle drugs and cell phones into Georgia state prisons using drones, authorities said.
The indictments, unsealed in U.S. District Court, stem from grand jury proceedings last month. They allege that inmates used contraband cell phones to coordinate drone deliveries with individuals outside the prisons. Drones were reportedly used to drop marijuana, methamphetamine, and contraband phones into the facilities, Kevin Sanders reporting.
The cause of death for fitness guru Richard Simmons has been disclosed, according to a family spokesperson.
A statement from Tom Estay, a spokesperson for the Simmons family, confirmed that the death was ruled accidental. This morning, Richard Simmons' brother Lenny received a call from the LA coroner's office, the statement began. The coroner informed Lenny that Richard's death was accidental, attributed to complications from recent falls, with heart disease as a contributing factor, the statement continued. Liam White reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.